About 3 or 4 weeks ago, Christmas trees up in Walmart and all around, and I'm like, wait a minute! Now in our house, well, you can tell how this goes, because every year I put my foot down, but I'm the man of the house. What are you laughing at? I put my foot down, I said, no Christmas music until after Thanksgiving. Actually, I would like to add not until after my birthday, but that's the 16th of December. My wife says no. She puts her foot down. But I said, no Christmas music until after Thanksgiving. Well, I came home the other day, and there was Christmas music playing already in the house. So you can tell how my foot went down. But here, we turn around, and you know, Thanksgiving just becomes that bleep. At this point, I don't know if you're up on your commercialism here, that actually Halloween is the second most commercial holiday. Something like $6 billion was spent over that. And only one holiday actually is spending more is Christmas. So Halloween is the second after Christmas as far as sales go. So there's a big business in this. And so, you know, I don't feel like that. I'm not a big Santa Claus guy either, but this really kind of wraps it up for me. You know, because you want to fast forward right into Christmas and start shopping, you know. And now, nothing against the Christmas child here either. But, you know, there's some things that have to be set up when they have to be set up. And I understand that fully. But we've turned to the point where I think a holiday that we celebrate here in America of Thanksgiving is a fantastic holiday for us to stop and be thankful. Amen? Do you agree with that? I think we have a lot of ingratitude in our nation. I think we have a lot of expectations, a lot of entitlement in our nation. And what the root of it comes down to is being unthankful. We see it in our little ones. You know, it's funny, I told Lorraine, I said, I'm becoming a grumpy old man. I'm sorry to point to it. I remember when I was a kid, if someone gave me a piece of candy, I didn't care what it tasted like. I hate black licorice. Does anyone here like that stuff? I'll pray for your souls. It's nasty. It's like candy-coated sin. I don't know what it is, a black licorice. But, you know, even as a kid, there's this one guy in the church who would give out black jelly beans. And I would gladly take it, and I would gladly eat it, because we didn't have all that much sugar. And so I would hate it and eat it at the same time. I was just thankful for that little sugar rush. And today, our kids have so much that you try to give them something, and eh, I don't want it. I don't like it. I don't like that kind, right? We get into this idea that they can have it whatever they want. We've lost, because of so much, we lost Thanksgiving. So actually, going into this, we have next Sunday, it's Veterans Day. And we have much to be thankful for. And then we turn around and we're going to have a Hometown Heroes as well. And there'll be Thanksgiving. It's only 18 days away. But I really wanted to stop and spend the next couple of Sundays really talk about this idea of thankfulness. And really how that changes our attitude. And in here, Thanksgiving everywhere. That all that we do and all that we see, and get into really an attitude of thankfulness. Now we're going to get into the Psalms 95 here real quick, but I just want you to just remind us, Paul told the Thessalonians, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." Oftentimes we wonder, well, God, what's your will? There's a few passages where we're told what God's will is. God's will for us is to be thankful. Right? Say thankful. Oh, come on. Thankful. Right? It's God's will that you would be thankful. If you are not thankful, you're outside of God's will for your life. Wow, that's pretty serious. And in here, we talk about the idea of being thankful in everything, giving thanks. Whatever situations we are in, there's something to be thankful for. Wow. Well, Pastor, you don't know what I'm going through. No, I don't. At the very least, this morning in communion, we know that we have the love of God. So much so, He died for us. That we know what we're going through. We know we're not going through it alone. We know that He will never leave us nor forsake us. That knowing that He is there to hold our hand through the struggles of life is enough to be thankful for. But it is God's will that you be thankful. That I be thankful. It may seem like I'm coming preachy out there, but there's a lot more fingers pointing back on here. Because I, like I said, I'm getting grumpy in my old age. Well, I've gotten cynical in life. I've gotten frustrated. I've gotten tired. I've gotten all these things in life. And I'll tell you, to go on through and study all week on thankfulness. Aye. My toes are flat from being stepped on so much by God's Word. But Psalms 95. The psalmist goes on and says, "Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before His presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to Him in psalms. For the Lord is great, and the great King above all gods. In His hands are the deep places of the earth, and the heights of the hills are His also. The sea is His, for He made it, and His hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for He is our God. And we are the people of His pasture and the sheep of His hand. Today, if you will hear His voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion, as in the days of trial in the wilderness. When our fathers tested me, they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was grieved with that generation and said, it is a people who go astray in their hearts and they do not know my ways. So I swore my wrath that you should not enter my rest." It's an interesting thing. We get down to the tail end of this. We go from the third person to talk about God, and all of a sudden now we come to the voice of God. And the frustration that He feels when His people are unthankful, when He has done so much for us. A short psalm, only 11 verses, just drives home the need for thankfulness and for what we need to be thankful for. You know, the first thing he talks about is be thankful for the Lord, just for who He is. Take a look. I'm not going to put this on the screen. I'm going to keep it here. So grab your Bibles. I want you to be able to see this for yourself. But Psalm 95, he goes in here and talks about what the Lord is. Verse 3, "So the Lord is a great God and the great King above all gods." That in here, that He is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Think about this, folks. The God that we serve, He is the top banana. I don't know if you can say that theologically, but He is it. He is it. There is no other God like our God. Amen? Can I ask for an amen this morning, right? Right? There's no other God that compares to Him. And He knows us. And He loves us. That this holy, perfect God would love a sinner like me is amazing. Imagine if you showed up at the White House and demanded to go in. You'd be turned away. "Don't you know who I am?" "No, I don't know who you are." You know, right? Time and time again, even this past week, I ended up calling. I hate calling because you're calling these companies and they put you on hold and now you get this robo lady on there, right? And you can say whatever you want and you start talking to her and she's like, "Did you say this?" And it goes on and on and they put you on hold with annoying music, right? So you listen to this annoying music while you're on hold and they break in. You think, "Oh, they got someone," and it's some recorder saying, "Oh, your call is important to us." No, it's not! If it was important, you'd answer it! Right? Am I the only one? Right? And they trick you every time because I fall for it. Because it's like this annoying music and all of a sudden it stops and you're like, "Oh, it's another machine that's talking to me. Ah. But God is always there, ever present. Tells us, come boldly before His throne of grace. That night or day, doesn't matter. We can come before Him. And He says, come, my child. Tell me what's on your mind. Psalms 107 says, oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. For His mercy endures forever. The mercy of the Lord. You know what? I don't deserve to be loved. I don't. I'm an idiot and a jerk. My wife can tell you that. Aye, aye, aye. Right? I'm moody. I'm grumpy. My mom liked it when my wife and I got engaged, told her, she goes, he can be kind of moody. He's kind of artsy. Right? I like how my mom, because she's a mom, she loves me, so I can be artsy. I'm moody. Right? I've told you guys, my emotions are solar powered. You know, when it's dark and dreary, and today I'm happy. I get a full charge today. Right? That's no way to live your life. Why would God love me? Because I'm not lovable. But He does. I let Him down. And He forgives me time and time again. His mercy endures forever. Why shouldn't we be thankful just for who He is? Just for who He is. Because I am nothing, and He is God. Revelation, when the Lord comes back, it says, and He has on His robe and on His thighs written the name, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. The King of the universe knows my name. Knows how many hairs are on my head. That should excite you. He knows me, yet He loves me, the old hymn says. Why? I don't know. But aren't you glad He does? To be thankful. To rejoice in praising in who He is and what He does. Then in here, we're told that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. All things in heaven, all things in the earth, and things under the earth. That every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of the Father. We're told in Psalms 95 that He is the Creator of the sea and the Creator of the land. He is above all. And He knows your name. Cares for you. He's touched by what we're going through. The struggles we have. He promises to come alongside us in all these things. And folks, for that alone, He's worthy to be praised. Because of that, I should be thankful. If that was all it was. But that's not all there is. Actually, that's my last point. Don't look. Be thankful for His leading. Right now He is God up above and He looks down on me. Not only does He watch me and cares for me and all these things, but in here He leads me. Psalms 95 talks about we are the sheep of His pasture. And in here He cares for us, tends for us, watches over us in all things. He's my shepherd, the psalmist says. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not, what? Want. Then in here, the Lord has poured out His blessing on us. Then in here, He calls us by His name. And in here, He beckons us to come to Him. And He puts His arms around us and carries us when we're weary. Jesus Christ Himself says, I am the good shepherd. And the good shepherd gives His life for His sheep. John chapter 10, it's a wonderful passage about the Lord being our shepherd. He's the door. He's the gateway. He watches and cares for us. Talks about His sheep. Know His voice. And you can recognize when He speaks to you. Be thankful for that. Then here, it talks about in John 10 that as His sheep goes in and out of pastures, that wherever we go, we are under His watchful care. When we get ourselves in trouble, He is there. Now, I don't have sheep. I want a goat, though. I want a goat, but... No, so no, you don't want a goat. Maybe I like the idea of a goat, I don't know. But we've had animals. Our last dog that we had was a golden retriever. And she was a great dog. I came home one day and the family's all kind of tee-heeing and laughing. And I go in there and the dog had stuck its head into a box that was folded shut. He was able to get his head in but couldn't get his head out. Right? So we got this big dog with this box on his head walking around the house. And it was funny. I'm a horrible person. I told you I'm a horrible person. But it was funny. The watch is like, oh man, what have you done now? Right? So after we laugh for a few minutes, alright, let's get this. So we get the dog out and do all that, right? Well, that dog would get itself into situations. It's like, oh, another mess to get into. What'd you do now? How'd you do that? So how does an animal, how many of you guys have pets? Right? You know what I'm talking about. Have your pet gotten to a mess and you're like, wait a minute, you don't even have thumbs. How did you get yourself in that situation without thumbs? Right? And you got to bail them out. Get them out. Folks, we are like sheep. I get myself in messes. Now you know how I got myself into it. Right? I'm so thankful for the shepherd who comes. Now, I wonder sometimes if God is like, John, what did you do now? Right? And He reaches down and cares for us. I remember talking to a lady once. She goes, I don't like the Bible calls us sheep because sheep are dumb. I said, well, I'm pretty dumb. But I am thankful for a good shepherd. Aren't you? The last thing out of Psalms 95. One thing you notice in reading the Psalms is shout to the Lord, sing to Him, make a joyful noise. I'm glad it says it doesn't sing on tune because I'd be out of it. I can make a noise. Time and time again in Psalms 95, we're told to be thankful to the Lord and be thankful out loud. Be thankful out loud. To vocalize it. You know, it's interesting because there's so many of our things in our faith, you know, we read quietly, we pray quietly, so much of it happens out here. But I found something really amazing happens when I take my thoughts and ideas and they come out my mouth. And I think it really has an impact on my faith, and I don't know about you. But sometimes when I've gone through self-pity and I've just kind of, woe is me, and I've prayed some prayers to God, I'm in, man, I sound so selfish. Right? All of a sudden, it comes out my mouth. It's like, oh. Or when I read His words or I sing His songs and these words come out of my mouth and I'm like, yeah, I convince myself. I start believing what I'm hearing even though it's coming out of my own mouth. You know what I'm talking about? Then in here, to live our faith out loud, we've talked time and time again about being bold for the Lord. Matthew tells us, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. To be loud and vocal while praising Him, being thankful to Him, telling Him, not just in our minds, but with our mouths and all these things. Paul says, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. To praise Him and to exalt Him and vocalize it. And all these things. I heard a testimony of a gentleman who went to heaven. He said he died and he had one of those moments and came back. Now, I never know how much validity to give to those things. I found it interesting in his testimony. Someone asked him, "What's heaven like?" He goes, "It's loud." You know, I always picture heaven being this little quiet place where I'm floating out on clouds and playing our little harps and all that. And he goes, "No, heaven's loud." He goes, "What do you mean?" He goes, "The voice of praise of the people shouting and praising God is just overwhelming." I like that idea. That something happens and exciting when we hear that God inhabits the praises of His people. As we shout and we claim to Him and declare Him and praise Him with our voices, something magical seems to happen in my heart. In your bulletins, you should have got something like this. If you don't, there's a few all back in there. We got some extras here. I mean, enough for everyone. And I want to really leave you with something practical. We have 18 days until Thanksgiving. 18 days. That's not a lot. The Scripture says, "This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it." How many of you know this verse? Will you say it with me? "This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." A wonderful verse that steps on my toes. You know why? Because I don't always rejoice and am glad in all the days I have. I don't know about you. Like I said, I'm just grumpy. That in this, the cry comes out that, "Lord, just because of who You are, because You're my shepherd, because of all these things, Lord, help me rejoice today." So I really want to give you a challenge. I gave you your little calendar here. Starting tomorrow, you can get extra credit if you start today, but starting tomorrow, in the orange, because it's fall, right? See how creative I am? No? It's pumpkin color. But now until Thanksgiving, 18 days, I want to challenge you. Challenge you in 18 days of Thanksgiving. Right? And I'm not going to make it that easy for you because I'm going to start in here. Each day I want you to be thankful. Now, I don't know about you, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put this next to my bed. I have a little stand right next to my bed. I'm going to put it right there. And I'm going to actually take a pen and I'm going to mark it. So I'm accountable. So you can ask me, "Pastor, how are you doing on it?" All right, I give you permission to ask me how I'm doing on it. But in here, I'm not asking you how you feel. I want you to lead your heart. What I want you to do is, and I'm not very creative. But what I want you to do is turn around first thing in the morning, when you get up, thank God for something. Now, it can be big, it can be small. But just every morning, before you get out of bed, be thankful for something. Well, I found how powerful that is because, I don't know about you, but how I get out of bed can set the tone for the whole day. I had a job that I did not like. I did it because it paid the bills. I got up earlier than I wanted to. I worked later than I wanted to. I didn't get paid enough. And my wife will tell you, I'm not joking. Every morning when I woke up, the first thing I said in the morning when the alarm went off was, "I hate my life." I said it every day. Beep, 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 beep. I hate my life. feet would swing over, hit the floor, get up, get dressed. And you know what? That set the tone for the whole day. I did that all the while I worked there. It was 6-7 months. Every day I got up. I hate my life. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, I'm thankful that I'm able to wake up this morning. I'm thankful I'm able to get out of bed this morning. Right? I'm thankful for the person who's next to me. I'm thankful for the house that I have, for the warmth that I have. I'm thankful for, Lord, You're loving me today. Whatever it is, I'll start off each day saying, and you can put a check in there or whatever you want to do on that first day. Start every morning. Like I said, I'm not very creative. I want you to take an opportunity once more during the day. It can be anything. Throughout the day, one time during the day, say, Lord, thank You. Now, maybe you're one of these who's into the habit of praying for each meal. Say, Lord, thank You for this food. That counts. I'll give you that. I'm not collecting these, so this is between you and God. But maybe you're just going down the road and saying, you know what? Lord, thank You for the sunshine. Amen. Right? Lord, thank You for the opportunity that I have. Thank You for the kids and the grandkids. Thank You for whatever it is. Take an opportunity throughout the day as you're busy and everything else just to stop and say, Lord, help me be thankful for one thing during the day. Now we sing the old song, Count Your Blessings, Name Them One by One. And I think once you get into an attitude of gratitude that in here, it becomes easier. Just sometime during the day, take an opportunity to say, Lord, thank You. Then you know what's next, right? At the end of the day, start it just like you finish it just like you started it. Lay down and say, Lord, thank You for today. Let this be the last thing out of your lips before you go to bed. So this is going to be an experiment. It's only 18 days. Shouldn't be too hard. And I'm praying that, Lord, You will use this and really transform my attitude. As I come into Thanksgiving, that truly when that day comes, 18 days, at the end of that, I will have a thankful heart. That in here, you'll be overfilled with thankfulness to the God. Like I said, I'm not collecting it. I'm giving you permission to check on me, but I'm not going to check on you. So whether you do this or not, it's totally between you and the Lord. But I really want to challenge you, have an opportunity. I hope you take me up on it. Because in here, I think the Lord will really transform us. You know, I find we spend so much time thinking about what we're going to get for Christmas and all the things that we need to do. This year, I really want to prepare our hearts to be thankful. How about you? Morning, time at the end of the day, and sometime at night, to be thankful.